All right, ready?
I'm gonna call this meeting, this liquor commission meeting to order. The order of business is a liquor license application for Lewistown Smoke Shop. I believe Chief Ford was gonna, Chief Ford was gonna make a statement here. He'll be here in here in just a second, I believe.
I think he's with the.
Right, he is, right. Brad. Brad.
Nathan, here's a list of what we have now.
Bump Chris and have him come in.
Yeah, is he upstairs?
No, he's right outside there, right across the hall.
Do we have IDs for these copies of IDs?
No. Chris will have to get those.
If you have any questions, we'll kind of place on your desk, please let me know.
Oh, not yet, I haven't looked at yet.
A little bit dark chocolate here, but I ain't a dark chocolate eater. That's a girl thing.
Another call.
What do you mean, that's a girl thing?
I never have liked dark chocolate.
That don't make it a girl thing.
I don't know any girls that don't like it, that's all I say. That's all I mean.
Good for you.
If there's ever a question.
You get pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Here's a list of what licenses are out now.
Okay, and we do have one available, right? I mean, that's what we decided.
Yeah, because there was four, you can have four Ds.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of it.
There you go. That's the way to go. I still want to hear this from your friends.
Yep.
Yep.
Didn't know you was gonna be that long. Hey, Chris.
He just ran upstairs for, he was coming.
Good, how are you?
It's what?
The list of what licenses are out now. They don't have that down. Casey's D, Beam D, Lewistown Mark D.
Man, I don't even see it, obviously. All right, Chief Ford, Lewistown Police Department, just would like to make a statement to this liquor commission.
Okay, so, I know we're here for liquor license. There's been a few concerns that were brought to me that I'm looking into. My suggestion right now is to table the liquor license until the next council meeting. I'll be done with it by then. It's not the criminal, nothing like that. It's not a huge deal, there's just some concerns I need to look into before we go forward with it. And I'll leave the rest of that up to you guys on the liquor commission.
Okay.
Do we get to know what the concerns are, or can you not do that?
I'd rather not right now, but I will, I can talk to you after this.
That's on my advice, Dave.
Were we not allowed to hear what he said? I didn't hear anything he said.
No, we're not.
Oh.
All right, anyway, this is a liquor license for Lewistown Smoke Shop LLC in the name of Amanjit Kaur. You guys want to discuss this and then take action, or what would you like to do?
Well, you know, to hold this over till the next meeting is January something.
I understand that.
Okay.
And I feel like, when the chief says something, it's worthy, and I think we should follow him.
Oh, I do too.
I mean, he's got the safety of our town and his concerns. And I, you know, when he stands up there and says something like that, I think we should follow it.
So if we want to table this, I just need a motion and a second.
I make a motion, we table it.
We have a motion and a second to table this. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, this matter will be tabled. We don't have any other business to discuss.
I do have something.
Okay, yes.
I've tried to get the answer to this question. Cecil, when he bought the Rocket, asked for if they can sell, like if you want a six pack to go, can they sell it?
I have an answer to that.
Nathan, this is a legal question.
It is a legal question. So it looks like right now, Cindy, correct me if I'm wrong, they have an A2 license?
Yes.
Okay. So give me a second, and I'm going to look that up. Okay, so this would be your question, Linda, is whether he can sell packaged liquor for off-premises consumption?
Yes. You're taking a brown bag to take home.
Excuse me.
Well, the publisher doesn't have the A2 license on here. Makes you want to watch the face. Cindy, Levi, do we have the A2 language somewhere handy?
I thought I had it in my stuff here.
So I'm sorry, I went in the wrong one. Okay. So, Class A liquor license. Authorize dispensing of alcoholic beverages Monday through Sunday. Seller offer for sale at retail any alcoholic beverage in the city at any time. Coming on Sunday, Class A is going to be amended to Class A1.
Is this Class A or Class A2?
It's Class A2, but the A1 and A2 are just simply when they are open and closed.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with what their ability is.
So you have to have A to have A2.
So
A1 are simply just open and closing hours.
That's correct. A1 requires them to be closed at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
A2, 2 a.m.
A2 is 2 a.m. Copy of the ID. Okay.
So what it says under A, so either of them, A1 or A2, it says authorizes the licensee to dispense alcoholic beverages on Monday through Saturday between the hours of 7 a.m. and 12 midnight, except that no Class A licensed vendor shall sell or offer for sale at retail any alcoholic beverage in the city. So that would be the answer to your question, the retail sale. It's for consumption on premises.
No, well, no, yes, it's any time upon the first day of the week, I'm sorry, which is Sunday.
Right.
But then they pay for Sunday also.
And the Sunday is the addition to that license, like an endorsement, basically?
Yeah, they pay extra $400 to be open on Sunday.
Okay. So the answer to the question appears to be no, no retail.
So in other words, they cannot sell packaged liquor to go out the door?
They would have to have the Class D license to sell out, as I understand it.
Class D. Like Lewis and Mark, Newstore, Casey's.
Neiman's, Lewistown, Martin, Casey's currently have Class D.
D. Now, is that Lewistown's regulation, or is that statewide, or is it county, or where did that...
This
is all Lewistown ordinance.
Okay, that's ordinance. Because when we owned the bar in Liverpool, we could sell packaged liquor. Try telling the Liverpool people they had to drive to Lewistown to get packaged liquor.
Yeah, so you either had a combination license or their license distinctions were different.
So in other words, you had a Class D license too.
Each town, I think, creates their own classes.
Yeah, their license could be different than ours does.
You can have more than one class in your business.
Yeah, and each town has their own. I mean, Cuba might have a Class C that's the same as our Class A.
Okay.
You know, they create their own ordinance.
So this is just strictly Lewiston, mm-hmm. Illinois. Mm-hmm.
Are these complaint-based questions or just
knowledge-based
questions?
They would like to be able, if a patron is there and says, hey, you know, the liquor store is closed much earlier than the bars. So if you're going to go home and you want to take a six-pack, you can't take beer out of there. So what they would like to do is likely to have that amended, the ordinance amended. So if somebody wants to take a six-pack or 12-pack out, am I telling this right, guys?
Correct, yes.
That's okay. What you want. You want to be able to... allow that to happen.
But right now it's a Class D, and we don't have any of those left.
Class D looks like
Class D.
Right.
Yeah.
Looks like the Class D requires you to stop selling it.
You know, it's whatever the council wants to do.
Well, the beach, the A, let's see, you could amend the A1, A2 license to include that a person can take out liquor.
Or do they just need to add the D?
In a general sense of the term, people don't want to buy packaged liquor from a bar except if they're going home, because you can get it much cheaper somewhere that buys in quantity like that.
This is an avenue that I see for you to fix this. As a liquor commission, get an amendment that you wished you had passed and pass it as the liquor commission, and then give it to the city council. They'll either pass it or they won't.
Well, on our Class D, the way I see it, we only have 3 D licenses out right now. This one ain't been approved.
Yeah.
And we still have one open.
Yes, that's the one we're tabling the application
for. That's the one we're tabling now. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
So, do we have to say that for the smoke shop, or can we give it to the Rocket?
Well, but I think then Sheila and the VFW are going to say, hey, we want to be able to sell a six pack at the end of the night. Mm-hmm.
That's true, too.
So that's why I'm saying it's probably better if the...
Yeah, amend A.
We can sit down and...
Well, we need to sit down.
I mean, that as the liquor commission, yeah, that is your, that's you, you're capable of doing that. I mean, that's your, you can do that.
You're chairman, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to call a meeting.
I mean, whenever you guys, somebody who's, take the bull by the horns and get this thing how you want it written, and tell me that you have what you want, and I'll call a meeting.
Okay.
I mean, simple as that.
We're
going
to do that.
Oh, as far as do we have passed, Casey's definitely rescinded their use of this second license.
Have they rescinded it?
I don't know.
License? No.
The logic that I applied behind this is that if one person wanted to have a monopoly on packaged liquor in Lewistown, they come in and buy all the licenses we have available, right? And then they only use one of them effectively. They don't open 4 businesses, they just open one. So that doesn't seem like fair play to me. So I talked to Cindy about this, and I think our position on that should be, if you're not actively retailing packaged liquor with your license, you don't get to keep the license.
We should have an active business in order to have it.
You should. Mm-hmm. And if she's going to talk with them and let them know that, and then issue a pro rata, I think you said pro rata refund for the amount of the balance, you know, the per diem, so to speak, on what's left. And then we'll go from there. But I don't think it's appropriate that this council or this commission allow anybody who's out of business to hold a current liquor license.
No, I agree.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Right. All right. If we have no other business, we need to move on to our regular city meeting. Right. If we can have a motion to adjourn this meeting, please.
Make a motion to adjourn. All right. Second.
The liquor commission meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming. The regular scheduled city council meeting to order. We're running a little late because of the liquor commission meeting, but if you'd all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, if you remain standing for the invocation, I'd like to ask Lewiston resident John Buford Jr., who recently took over the job of cleaning City Hall and the Visitor Center, to pray with us. John?
May we all bow our heads. Lord, we come before you, humble servants, head bowed. Lord, we ask that you bless this committee. We ask that you bless the people here. We ask that you clear our minds and clear our hearts, Lord. We ask that you give us the wisdom to make decisive decisions and come to an agreement all together as one. In your name, in Jesus' name that we do pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You all be seated. Clerk, if you'd call the roll, please.
Officer Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Bailey Livingston.
Here.
John Swatlow is absent. Mayor Lee Ferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, Everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the November 26th city council meeting?
I move to approve the minutes of November 26th council meeting, utility and publication grounds meeting.
All right, we have a motion to approve those minutes. We have a second, please. I have a motion and a second. All in favor of those, approving those minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. All right, the clerk's report.
I don't have anything tonight.
All right, thank you. Treasurer's report?
She's absent.
Oh, okay.
There's no treasurer report in the council packet.
Okay, thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins.
Nothing for me, thank you.
Thanks, sir. Engineer's report, Keith Plavik is here.
I'll just talk at our line item.
All right, sounds good, sir, thank you. Public comments and petitions. Is there anyone here who would like to address this council?
I'd like to ask something.
This is more for the public, go ahead. I mean, you can go ahead. I mean, I don't care if you want to ask a question.
Well, we got a new cleaning man, and you have any, I'd like to be formally introduced to all of us and, you know, get to know him and know something about him. I mean, we've got a new guy jump on board here, and we know nothing about him.
You want to do that in this council meeting?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I guess I don't know. I mean, I think that sounds like social time to me. If you want to get to know him, maybe you ought to get to know him.
I mean, it's just somebody you hired new. We know nothing about him. So, all right, thank you.
The public works director hires summer help all the time. But this council doesn't approve that. I hired a part-time janitor to clean the restrooms.
Could you stick around for a minute after the meeting so we can all get to know you?
Yeah, we'd like to.
Problem solved, huh? Here we go.
I'd just like to give you our first names and welcome you.
Problem solved, Doug.
All right.
Thank you.
Do we have any other public comments? All right, thank you. We'll move on. Committee and citizens reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderman Clark.
Nothing to report this time.
Thank you. Sewer, John Spotlow is absent. Streets and alleys, Mr. Livingston.
I have nothing, thank you.
Thanks, sir. Alderman Ward, police and ESDA.
I have nothing.
Thank you. Water, Mr. Miller.
Everything's coming up later on.
Thanks, sir. Utilities and publications, Alderman Long.
I have nothing.
Do you have anything for buildings and grounds, sir?
No.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, I did mention, wanted to bring up something. ESDA had kind of a last-minute call, jumped on the bandwagon, and helped us with traffic control at the parade the other day. And I thought it was pretty nice of them.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
So I wanted to give them a little credit there.
Thank you, ESDA. All right, moving on. Tourism.
Yes.
Mr. Miller.
We lighted, or they lighted downtown. It was awesome. They were really nice for 4 years to do what they did, and it was nice. So other than that, that's all I have.
All right, thank you. Tiff, Spotlow's absent. Citizens Committee, has anyone heard from Amanda?
None at this time, sir.
Thank you. Christmas Committee, Mr. Kinney.
Well, if you haven't noticed, the park's all lit up now. As a matter of fact, a lot of the town is lit up, and that seems like there's more stuff up now than there has been in the past. So, especially them Santa Claus is everywhere. Hey, you put one at the end of the dead end street that we live on. Did y'all notice that? No. But it's there.
Thank you.
Talking with different ones, talking to Aaron tonight and down at the V. Sounds like everybody had a pretty good turnout, so I guess that's about all we can really ask for. Next year, bigger and better.
Go for it.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate it. Economic Development Committee, Ms. Aaron.
The only thing I have to report is I just talked about a housing stock survey previously that Lewistown and Canton are doing together. And Lewistown finished every single building in Lewistown in record-breaking time. We have to wait for Canton to finish theirs, so some of those members are going to move on and help Canton. But June Russell and Reba Ford, and they have some volunteers, and they just moved through the town. They did a year to do this to the for a town, and they did it in a month. It's incredible. So moving forward with that, that's what I have. Thank you.
All right, thank you, ma'am, appreciate it. Moving on, Public Works Report, Mr. Evan Palmer.
Just in new business. We've been working on that grant we were talking about in the project at Fairgrounds.
All right, so anybody have any questions for Evan? Thank you. Moving on to unfinished business. This is that police chief transition course that we talked about before, Brad?
I've included that bill in the bills for this.
Okay, so I mean, we don't have to discuss it, it's...
I've included a copy.
It's already probably been approved a while back, you know, whenever, to send him to that course. So, okay, we don't need to take any action on that, we'll move on. All right, and first item of business is the liquor license application for the Liston Smoke Shop. The Liquor Commission met prior to this. Upon the police chief's recommendation, they tabled this issue until the next meeting. There was some questions about an application, and he's just looking into it. Anyone have any questions on that? Can I have a motion to table this, or do you guys still want to discuss it?
What, the liquor license?
Yes.
I move to table it.
I second.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we'll table that issue. All right, then we talked tax levy ordinance for fiscal year 25. Cindy, is that yours?
I included it for us.
It's just the...
She brought it to your guys' attention about all the digits and everything you guys would like to vote on last meeting. So this is just the ordinance developed pertaining to what you guys wanted for the...
This is...
Yeah, we discussed last time.
This is basically just passing the, what we've already agreed on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have any discussion on that? All right, if no discussion, would we like to take some action on that? Do we have to approve that? Is that what we need?
Yes, sir.
All right. Need a motion to approve the tax levy once everyone's finished looking at it.
Move we approve the already discussed tax levy situation.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
No.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
All right. Tax levy passes with one dissenting vote. Moving on, housekeeping looks like City of Liston holidays for the police and full-time employees. You all have your list there. Anyone sees any discrepancies with that?
Should be two pages for you guys.
There he is.
I make a motion we approve the holidays as submitted.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second for the holidays. We need a roll call vote or just... All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, holidays are set. Moving on. Discuss act upon awarding the fairground site pump station improvement projects to Lavender Construction. I think this is Mr. Plavik's part. I see a lot of numbers.
Yes. Okay. Good evening, everybody. So did everybody, just to ask you a question, did everybody see the letter I put together in the bid tab?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. So again tonight, just to discuss the bid opening. This was your fairground site. Amanda that couldn't be here tonight. Again, kudos to her. She helped her community out greatly with getting a $600,000 grant. The city as well, you know, helped pull together the paperwork that was needed. So you had your $600,000 grant. The project started looking at the fairground site, really looking at the tank and the pumps. The pump station has been one that we've looked at for a long time. You have two pumps that are in a building that they're two different sizes. One has a diesel engine sitting next to it that you'd have to run as a backup. City's done some work on them over the time. I'd say a weak spot in your line is that pump station. It's been something we've talked about for years. And he was always trying to figure out where we're going to get the money at. And unfortunately, in the time where it's taken us to find where the money's at, the price has gone up significantly since that time. We had our bid opening at 10 a.m. on Thursday, December 5th. As you saw on your sheet, we had three bidders, which was good, and the bids were tight, which they should be. We're bringing in a pre-engineered pump station, real similar to what we had at the Wellfield site. The general contractor is really putting in some of the water main that's there, taking down the old build, or taking down the small water tower. There is a little building that's going to be taken out, and then electrical work. Right now, if you drive out there, the power to the one building is like pulling the weather arm off the side of the building. So that'll all be gone. It'll all be underground, new transformer. With those three bids, again, from Kemper, Leander, Lavadier. Lavadier was the low bidder at $1,196,101. The next closest bidder was Leander at $1,241,000. And Kemper was roughly $8,700 higher than that. So pretty tight for that size of bid. Again, with the bulk being the pump station costs and the SCADA improvements, which they all, even if you look at the numbers, they kind of varied. I think it all depended upon what they want for their profit throughout. With that project, again, I go back to the grant. How are you going to pay for this project? The US EPA grant that Amanda helped you guys get, $600,000. The ARPA funds, the number that I heard as of last week, that remaining that you've dedicated for this is at $227,537.65. Where you're short is $368,563.35. Evan knew that we were going to be short going into this project, so he's already been budgeting money in his current fiscal year to cover these costs, and you could budget money in your next fiscal year for these costs, in that even though you would award this before the end of the year so you can have an agreement signed for the end of the year to meet your ARPA requirements and use the money, this station is going to be 20, 30 weeks out. We will not see construction until probably when your new fiscal year starts. So you could again use dollars at that point for your next fiscal year. We have a couple of questions still a little bit on the SCADA. Evan and I are talking ahead of time. We'll continue to talk to EFI. If there are any change orders, it would be to the positive, not to the negative. We would see a credit, not a cost. And there are still some costs that we're trying to hash out with Ameren for the new transformer and that. We do use enough power, so I think it should be an offset, but we may have a cost from Ameren for some work with that line. Our cost has, from installing the conduit underground, Ameren then would have to supply the transformer and pull the cable. I can't remember for sure if that cost. I think the city again may see somebody. I don't have those numbers yet. So our recommendation is to move forward with the project, utilizing your grant and your ARPA funds. I've already reached out to your EPA rep. They've already reviewed everything, came back and said everything looked fine. One thing to keep in mind with the US EPA grant, there were several stipulations in it about how we tried to make sure we had minority or woman-owned opportunities to bid on this project. Kemper was a women-owned company, so they were included. We reached out to a minority-owned company as well. They did not bid on the project, and there were Quick Electric was a sub that put in numbers, and they're a woman-owned company as well. So I went through that with US EPA, how we put it in plan rooms, specifically sent out invitation to bid to those companies, and we will have to do tracking as well going forward to show how those, how we met. And I've been getting corresponding to make sure we're good as a community moving forward with this group.
Is that on the ARPA?
Or this is on the US EPA.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Be happy to answer any questions.
So is there going to be a generator down there then to
yes.
eliminate that diesel engine?
Yes, so the generator, when you see this new station, it will look a lot similar to the one down at the fairground site, or Bryant has one too. Ours is a little bigger than that. But the generator will be sitting outside just like the one at the Wellfield. Come on a skid, and it will supply all power to run both pumps versus only one.
is antique. Things over an eye a moment.
And the existing building where the pumps are at, that is staying in place. City can, you know, work with somebody, either take the equipment out, sell it, scrap it, do whatever. We didn't think it was in your guys' best interest to hire a contractor to take that stuff out this time. You have questions?
Nope. We got her covered. This has been an ongoing project for a long time. So what do we need to do at this point?
So, motion. Yeah, I just had a question real quick, sir. The award documents that you relayed to me earlier this week,
correct?
Does that need to be included in this portion of the discussion? Yes, so what we'll have is, for tonight, what I need from the council is to agree to award the project to Wild Deer Construction. I've brought with the award document and the agreement document, so authorizing the mayor to sign those documents. The award document I would send out tomorrow to the contractor, along with the agreement for them to countersign, them to get your bonds and their insurance so we can get all that back. Once we review all that and make sure it's fine, then the notice proceeds. So I sent Levi copies. They want originals of everything. Sent him, what I asked you to print, four or five copies?
Five
copies for the mayor to sign all of them. The notice proceed we would not date yet. That gets dated once we make sure we have everything. The agreement gets dated once the contractor signs everything, we get it all back. So
this will all be back by the end of the year?
And that's exactly right. They have 10 days to get it back to us. So we should have everything back ideally by the 20th. The 21st. But yeah, we know the urgency to make sure we have that signed agreement before the end of the year. Thank you.
I move to approve the award for the fairgrounds site pump and station improvement project Bombardier Construction Corporation in the amount of $1,196,101.
I'll second.
And motion second, roll call vote.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
All right.
Was there another one you needed?
That passes.
On me as well.
All right, next item is
the
agreement. You want to explain that, sir?
Yes, please. So on this project, this originated from the county, if you recall, with the mines or with the power plants closing down, the county had the grant money available to them. They work with Cole McDaniel's group to send out applications or notice to all the different communities stating, hey, is there anything you want to apply towards? There was maybe $100,000 available. It's like $100,000 or $120,000, I can't remember what it was. They've split some off to businesses as well. Canton applied for some. St. David applied for some for veterans. Cairns was something with their depot. And then this one here is for roadway program. So looking at, it's got 11 communities total in it. So where you guys come into play is, it's all grant dollars. The city was actually awarded $50,000 of this grant money through the county. And what it is 11 communities total, including Lewistown, where it is to look at all your roadways, do analysis, come up with a five-year plan for everybody, and utilize these funds to do it to where ultimately your MFT dollars then can go further towards construction versus looking at the engineering. Some of the smaller towns, yours isn't as bad, just similar to Canton. Your projects are big enough. Some of the smaller communities, the dollars aren't there. They have a tougher time trying to get programs set up. We would pull it into GIS as well, which you guys already have a GIS system. Evan and I are looking at it, where you'll be able to see too all the roads that you've done over the years, programs, what you want to do in the future. The group that was reviewing those felt they actually gave us more. Our request was only $35,000. They gave us $50,000. And it's going, like I said, to help 11 communities. Where you guys came into play was that you were the largest. You are the pass-through, ultimately. But this agreement is here that you will get invoices, you'll submit those back to the county, They will reimburse you for it. There is no out-of-pocket cost to the city. This is all grant money. I said, you're the conduit versus 11 different little communities trying to submit these requests.
This money has to be used for roads?
What was approved for was to put it to develop roadway programs for all these towns, yes.
And how much was it?
It's for $50,000 total.
$50,000 total?
Yes.
We can use that.
And like I said, it's to look at, bring in all aerials. And for some of the towns, it's helping them even to get a start with their GIS system. You guys, again, we actually set yours up initially at no cost to you, just as a long-term client. Got it going, pulled the data together, and we've been working with Evan now to where you guys purchased money to survey it with a grant that you guys got that you guys applied for before for $40,000 or $50,000?
$40,000.
So you use that grant to purchase survey equipment, and you've been using that grant to help us with the work with you guys to help set up with your hydrant data, your valve data, and we're continuing to make that system better. So you've been using your grants effectively to get your system better.
Did you say we pay first or we just get the receipt and then they reimburse?
We'll wait. We can wait. Just get reimbursed. I don't remember how it works.
Okay.
But we will wait until you get reimbursed.
I move to approve the contract between the City of Lewistown and Meyer Stutz, an agreement for reporting between the City of Lewistown and Fulton County for the Fulton County Community Revitalization Grant.
One second.
We have a motion and a second. We need a roll call vote.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Board?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, moving on. Looks like the bills. Everyone had a chance to look at the bills. There's the bills in there for the police chief. It's in the switch. Okay. Right. Any questions on the bills? If we don't have any questions, can we have a motion to approve the bills, please?
Need a motion to pay the bills?
Yes, that's what.
I make a motion to pay the bills as they are.
I'll second that motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second to play all properly endorsed bills. Can roll call vote, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark? Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
All right, motion approved. Bills are paid. Anyone need a closed session? We do not need a closed session.
I move to adjourn.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming. Merry Christmas. May God bless you all. I got a chill.
Okay.
I thought I was going to start shivering.
All right, so I got to figure out now, sir. There's 5 sets of air, too, of course.
I know.
Okay, that's number one. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Go ahead.
Pull these out of your way. There you go. I'm fine.
Where I am, bro.
I got about 20 pins here.
Yeah.
They belong to anybody else?
I'm gonna save it right here.
There's 5 sets of them.
Oh, okay.
You help purple tongue.
If you give me those first thing in the morning, I cannot ride them. My thumb hurts so bad every morning that I can't do anything. I'm not going to the doctor for it. Yeah. No, I eat plenty, if you can tell.
I have plenty of chocolate. You're getting everything wrong with me.
back from trying to get.
I got the first page.
Yeah, mine, I'm sure we can see that purple kind of stuff. What is today, December?
You're buying somebody a new car.
Initial if you understand what you're buying here, here, here.
I went to lip pump.
Go to the medical center.
For the ruts.
When I first became a cop, I was in the gray, contemplated what was going on all the way through, so it looked like I was a doctor. And then I just went with D. I wouldn't write all this crap.
I had a Ford pickup and had a piece of it. I mind, but they can't read it.
Okay. The word on that one, Ben, is the one.
Fire. I've been told I have a pretty finger here, and I've been told I can't read it that. And they tell me to do the pumps, letting it bleed back.
Gosh.
So right now, mine would be crowned because it's only good for a couple of them.
No, it was $500 30 years ago.
Yeah,
it's like it out. So it's been forever. Finally, one person tells me, go back to the light fuel tank and put an electric fuel pump just as close to your something. When they need the next